What's up, everybody? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast, but today I'm being invaded by the Dirty 30 Diary Podcast. This podcast right here deals with mental health, physical health pertaining to black women. The host of this show go by the name of Dirty D, and she's going to tell you some of the things that she's been through based off of poor choices that led to jail, all types of sexcapades, and all types of madness. And I think a lot of our women need to hear this, especially our young women, so I think this could be educational. So after I shut up, which I'm about to do in a few seconds, I need you to go over and subscribe to her podcast and, you know, listen for yourself. And I think all women need to hear this, share this, like this. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know personally. Hit me up. I'm Doggy Diamonds. All right, I'm going to be quiet.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dirty 30 Diary. This is D. I'll say Dirty D for the lack of having a alias at this point. So pretty much, just to give you guys an overview of what to expect, this is basically like a look into my life. At this point, I'm 32. And if you're like me and you're in your 30s, when you first turned 30, you had all these like dreams and aspirations and a list of stuff you wanted to accomplish. I'm 2 years in and I'm already fucking up. Like the day that I turned 30, like I made this list of like 30 things at 30 years old. And it was a list of goals and things that I wanted to accomplish. At the time, I was looking for an apartment. Wanted to get that credit score up. Wanted to be in a successful relationship, blah, blah, blah. So basically, the way that life works is that no matter how much you plan, no matter how many things that you think that you're going to get accomplished or in the way that you're going to get it accomplished, that's just not the idea. Like, that's not how it works. Like, you go through, you do have plans. You are able to, accomplish, you know, certain goals. But you can't really dictate how things will necessarily go, no matter how hard you plan, in most cases. You know, you're 30, and it's like they give you this, you know, expectation like, oh, you're supposed to be living your best life and, you know, you're going to get out there and travel and party and do all those things, you know, that you've been waiting to do because you pretty much were bullshitting. You're in your 20s, you're either in college or, you know, at some job, doing an internship, whatever the case may be, whatever the situation. And, you know, supposed to be living your best life. And then you realize that, like, as time goes on, you're just not even knowing, like still at this point, not even really knowing who you are, at least for me. Like most of this is just, it applies to me. This is what my personal experience. But, you know, I'm sure it'll resonate with some of you. I pretty much, you know, had my goals laid out. And aside from like accomplishments and, you know, stuff like I hadn't really done much. I was pretty much living my life. I went through a lot of ups and downs, a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of relationship stuff. And again, like I didn't really know who I was. Like I knew the type of person I was. But, you know, I think that like the funny part about, you know, people saying, you know, dirty 30s is that like when 30 hits, you're just like you automatically start thinking about all the things that you need to, you know, clean up. Like, you need to clean up your credit. You need to, you know, clean up your debts, clean up your house, get organized, clean up your life in general. Like, clean up your diet. You're trying to lose weight. Whatever the case may be. And I think that, you know, the funny part about it is that the goals I was actually able to accomplish, most of the goals that I set out. You know, I had got a better job. I got an apartment that I absolutely loved, and it wasn't that hard to do most of those things. I started working on my credit. I started my credit score rising, but at the end of the day, it was really the stuff that was like inside of me, like the dirty things that are inside of you that you don't want to admit to yourself and you don't want to admit to, you know, anyone else for that matter. And it's those things that you should really focus on. So it all starts with you. So like all that, I think we're kind of conditioned to just kind of go through life imagining how our life would be or how we want our lives to be, but we really don't do the work to get there. At least I didn't even know what doing the work meant. I just saw like the end game. Like, you know how when you're little, I don't know, I'm assuming that most people listening to this are in their 30s. And if you're in your 30s, then I would assume, I don't know if this is like a California thing, but you're like, when you're younger, you play this game called MASH. So MASH, if you recall, it's like your, what is it? Like you have a car, the specific type, three car, you pick three cars. You pick, I think it was like three levels of income, three, like the amount of kids that you were going to have, three, you know, whoever you were crushing on or that you liked or thought was cute, you pick those three. I forgot what the other categories are, but basically three of all these, you know, things that we're conditioned to think are like the important things in life. And then like MASH was like an acronym for mansion, apartment, shack, or house, which is like, now that you think about it, it's like, it's stupid as fuck. So anyway, so you play this game, you pick a number. I forgot how, you know, the minor details. And so eventually you end up with your, like, your destiny. So you have, you know, where you're going to live, where you're going to end up. And, you know, maybe for some people, it was accurate. You know, maybe you're living in a shack with Denzel Washington driving a Mercedes. You know, that's, you know, if you live in LA, that's not really impossible. But for me, yeah, like you go through the game and then you're just like, okay, no part of the game, they tell you how you ended up with this situation, how you ended up in the shack or how you ended up with, you know, $1 million or whatever the other parts of the game were. So it's just like, it's very, real life is kind of like that. Like you go to high school, you graduate, you're supposed to go to college, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do either of those things. Didn't graduate, didn't go to college. Well, I went to college and didn't finish. But they don't talk about that. They don't teach you about how, you know, you can't procrastinate during in school. They don't teach you all that stuff. They don't teach you, they obviously, I feel like they burn you out of working. Like for me personally, like I was burnt out. Like my attention span was like very low. I'm kind of the type of person that, you know, if it bores me, like I kind of, you know, space out and I just don't really, I'm over it. So yeah, in school, like truancy was like a big thing. Anyone who went to high school with me knows that I was there probably, I'll say 65% of the time. And because of that, I didn't graduate the line. My teachers loved me. Classmates loved me. But yeah, if chances are Damaris isn't showing up. And if she does show up, she's going to leave early. Or if she did show up, she arrived late. So, you know, but I was very bright, very intelligent. That wasn't really the issue. The point of the matter was that I necessarily didn't want to be there. It was other things like boys and other stuff that I'd rather be doing. Sleeping. I still like to sleep, still like to eat. So yeah, it's just those things that we're just, you know, we think that we grow up like this and then we're like surprised when we end up where we are in our 30s. And it's like, it's all this stuff that happens before that. Like it's all the, I don't know, it's all the different series of events and the habits that we didn't even see as bad habits or unproductive habits. And so now, like, we're sitting here in our 30s and, like, we're looking at this idea of what we're where we're supposed to be. And then we're like, okay, well, I'm not here. And I don't know really how I didn't get to it. Like, for me, I know exactly where I went wrong. Like, and we'll get into that you know, in future episodes. But my life took all these weird turns. They don't tell you about these different characters that you meet along the way, the ones that you know are bad for you, the ones that you think are good for you, but they're really bad for you. Like, you know, there's just a lot of things that we don't think about when we're in our 20s, or at least I wasn't focused on those things. Like, I was aware of a lot of things in my 20s and even in my teens. Like, I started pretty early, started, you know, quote unquote dating, which is not really dating. It was more like, you know, you're just young and hot and ready, like Little Caesar's Pizza. But yeah, everyone has their story. Everyone has a past. I think that everyone has the future that was assigned to them. You know, it's like you are told you're supposed to live your best life, and you're 30 now, so you get to do all those things that you've been preparing for in your 20s. But in all reality, it's like, okay, I did all these things in my 20s, so now I'm like a horrible person, and I'm finding out that I'm not as great as I thought I was. For me, not everyone, but I'm not as great as I thought I was, and I have some shit to work on. And like, where do I start? Like, where do you start? For me, I'm all about trying to be I'm not trying to be a better person. I try to take that word out of my vocabulary. But I'm becoming a better person. But I think this podcast for me is more so, it's like serving several different purposes. And the main one is like, if I tell my story, no one can. So if you know me, like chances are, or if you think you know me, or you've seen something on the internet or whatever the case may be, I think that, you know, a lot of opinions about me from people that I grew up with versus people that I've kind of met as an adult or have like had encounters with, they would say a lot of things. Like, if you Google me, like first, last name, like who fucking knows what's gonna pop up? It could be a mugshot from 2012. It could be some freaking, what do they call it? Like now, revenge porn, but it's not really revenge porn. It's just two consenting adults that made a video, and yeah, it gets leaked, and you just, at that point, you're just like over it. I feel like revenge porn is more for like celebrities or something. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But if you Google me and these things pop up, like that's your perception. Like, a lot of people who I grew up with and they find things out, they're just like, oh my God, like, I would never imagine. But it's like, yeah, a lot of shit happened between, you know, growing up and my 20s and where I am now. Am I still doing things the same way? Like, of course not. You learn. Some people continue to do the same things over and over till they get it. But for me, I was never really given the luxury to just like go through life and, you know, make the same mistakes over and over and over. Like, I get my consequences fast as fuck. Like, the universe does not delay. My karma does not delay. Or maybe it does. I don't know. But when I started fucking up, it's pretty immediate. Like, the first time when I first started doing certain things in my life, like, I probably, like, went to jail within a month of doing it. Like, I don't get, like, you know, people that kind of need those big things to happen, but I don't really need those big things to happen. Like, and maybe some people will consider what I went through big, but for me, personally, like, I've seen worse. And then there's some people where I could never even imagine them going through half of the shit that I went through. So, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, stay on track. There's a lot about me that, you know, most people know. And there's a lot of things that people will get clarity on. And I guess, like, one of the purposes, like I said, I want to tell my own story. And because I do feel like I'm going to be more accountable and I'm becoming more responsible for, you know, my actions and how my actions got me to where I am today, good or bad. And I think that in this, in me coming clean with a lot of things in my past and a lot of, you know, feelings and experiences that I had, I think that, you know, more people can relate to me than they think. And then there's some stuff that you're just going to be like, that has nothing to do with me, but it's entertaining. And that's probably the third thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, inspiring a few people. If I can, you know, the overall message of the podcast is just be, you know, everyone has a past. As much as you might have fucked up before, you know, the 30s is only, you know, technically it's just half the battle. Like, after a certain age, like, I'm pretty sure you don't really care about much. So I feel like in your 30s, you're just supposed to be like 30 and thriving or something. But in reality, like, it's your time to like really get your shit together. And everyone's timetable is different. You might not get your shit together till you're 40. You might get your shit together when you're 31 and all you needed was like a year of bullshit. But for me, I'm 2 years in and my first 2 years was like fucking trash. Like, luckily I turned 33 in what, 3 months? And, or maybe 4 months. And I'm like looking forward to this. Like, I just want this fucking year to be over. Like, I've blessed, had a lot of opportunities between, you know, 30 and where I'm at now. Definitely not complaining, but just a lot of lessons learned, to be honest. Just a lot of growth, a lot of things that I definitely wish I would have, you know, avoided. But I just think that it's a process, and my process might not be the same as your process, and no two people are different. We're all very unique, but we're all, you know, we're all, of course, we're born to our parents at this specific time, on a specific date, in this specific place of the world. But in all actuality, we're very similar. We share similar experiences, similar life experiences, similar like qualities. Like, we have similar characteristics. Every time I tell or reveal a part of my story to someone that I don't know, like a stranger or like a friend who, you know, doesn't really know me that well, like maybe just like an acquaintance, it's always like interesting to see their reaction. Like, either they're like shocked and they want to know more, or either they're like uncomfortably like a little like scared almost. Like, they don't want to, they kind of want to know more, but they're like, they don't want to ask. And then there's people that are like, oh hell yeah, like I've been to jail, like I used to do this, I used to do that. Like, and I'm just like, it's refreshing to know that, like, no matter like where someone is brought up or where they live or how they were raised or what school they went to or what jobs they've done or what crimes they've committed, like, we all have similarities. Like, and not like, oh, like, oh, my mom is, you know, I grew up to a single parent too, with a single parent. Like, no, I'm talking about like literally like, oh, I lost my virginity at this age to this person, or I had an adopted mom or adopted dad family and I was a foster child. Like, it's very specific things. And these are things that in our head, they're just like, you know, so traumatic. And so, like, you know, we have our process for getting through those things and healing and all that. But we're just like so much alike. And we have these similarities, and our stories are like aligned in ways that we could probably never imagine. And it could be that way for someone, you know, young living here, or someone old living there. It's crazy. And it's kind of, you know, poetic and beautiful and all that great stuff. So yeah, that pretty much sums up the way that the show's gonna go. I'm kind of letting it blossom organically. I'll have some friends, a few old friends, a few new friends, some experts. I just really want to like share my truth and then, you know, share some other truths. Like, I feel like when I describe how I want it to go, like, say, for example, we'll just use this as an example. So, because I've already said it. So I've been to jail before. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know anyone who's actually been to jail. A lot of people have family members and close friends and acquaintances that are in and out. So those are all different, you know, we're all on different sides of this coin. And I just want to be able to say, like, this, you know, I just want to, like, there's a lot of gray areas to shit. Like, just because I've been in jail doesn't mean I'm thugged out as fuck. Even though I would like to say that, like, my street cred is, like, pretty, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty out there. But, yeah, I feel like there's so many different sides to different situations. And we always were quick to be very critical and say that, you know, this would never be me, or this would never happen to me, or I would never associate with a person like that. But it's like, I love hearing people say what they wouldn't do or what they don't do, and then just finding out that they've like actually done it. Like, that shit is hilarious. I used to do that shit all the time. Like, you know, those people that are like, oh, like I would never do that. Like, I would never sleep with, you know, one of my friends' ex-boyfriends, and like the whole time she's like sleeping with her current girlfriend, her current boyfriend. Sorry, I'm gay. So yeah, it's just like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like life. Like, we just, especially living in LA, it's just like people just don't know who they are. And it's just so many, it's just a variety of people. And like, you know, stories start to like mix together, and you start to realize like people don't even know what their own truth is, and they start living like everyone else's truth. But yeah, so it's because it's a lot to cover. So that means that there'll be a lot of content, a lot of things that can be discussed. I encourage everyone to I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I'll give you guys my Instagram, and all the information will be there while the site's being worked on. So it is the Dirty 3030 Diary. Again, the Dirty 30 Diary, and not 30 spelled out, it's 30. Please like, share, follow, repost in your stories, hit the subscribe button and all that good stuff, on whatever network you're listening to. So yeah, so basically in a perfect world, you know, I would have a variety of listeners, and, you know, I'd have listeners worldwide, and they'd be everywhere, different ages. So, you know, I definitely want it to be where anyone listening can somehow relate to something, or at least be entertained by something for whatever reason. And, you know, either be inspired or relate to, or if you're just like nosy as fuck like me and you just want to know all my business because you've been like stalking me on Instagram and you've heard this about me. I have one person in particular who, like, she's convinced that I like took her husband or girl. I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl, to be honest. It could be either. But she's just convinced, or he, that I took her spouse or whatever the case may be, and she's just like, used to make all these fake accounts and stalk me. So hey girl, like, if you're following me, if you're listening, you know, I'm sorry, whatever happened, and you know, maybe you just want to hear more about me so you can decide whether or not you're gonna continue to like stalk my page or not. So yeah, maybe you're just someone who, you know, likes my pictures and you just want to hear whatever comes out of my mouth. It's up to you. And for whatever reason that you're listening, I'm glad that you are. And of course, I hope that, you know, like I said, something resonates with you, or you're able to kind of just get a new perspective on life and how to handle this, you know, this milestone from called your dirty 30s. So a little about me. I'm from Oxnard, and you'll hear me say LA a lot. I'm not from there, but I've been, or I'm not from here, but I have lived here for about, I think, maybe a little over 10 years. I grew up single, only child, so no, I'm not spoiled. I am spoiled, but not in the way that people like to say. That's like one of those like, I want to break a lot of stereotypes. Like, that shit is annoying. Like, no, just because I'm an only child doesn't mean that I'm spoiled. It means I'm manipulative, and I can be very controlling and very sneaky. I think that's what you have to worry about with only children. They don't have an accomplice, and they don't have anyone to, like, place blame, so they have to, like, do things a little bit differently, and it's just them, so they could pretty much get away with anything. And, you know, it's these little things that we don't think about when we're, you know, adults, and the things that form us as adults from when we were kids. And, like, you know, we don't think about how, like, oh yeah, so now I'm finna be sneaky in my adult life. So anyway, mom's divorced, or she was divorced. I don't feel like I fit into the category. My, like, you know, daddy wasn't there, so, like, I'm trifling. Like, I feel like I'd be trifling regardless, but whatever. And then the whole, like, lost my virginity when I was 12. Like, I was super, like, super sexual when I was younger. Like, it was just ridiculous. Like, I had definitely had, like, a whole period of my life where I was just, like, slutty as fuck. Like, I was just out doing, you know, God knows what, God knows who. And then, like, you know, and it's weird because I had, like, I was very, I don't know. Like, I was very promiscuous, but I was also very, like, not snobby. Like, I was definitely always the cool chick. But then, like, sometimes I was just too fucking cool. Like, to the point where I just want, like, once I discovered what sex was, I was just like, this is what I want to fucking do. Which is, you know, we'll talk about that later, in a later date. But that definitely goes, like, it started early. So, like, none of the shit that I'm telling you is just, like, it started early. So, like, a lot of my, you know, stories revolve around, like, these relationships. Sometimes they're inappropriate relationships, but these relationships I've had with people, and they're, like, very, like, they're sexualized. Like, so a lot of people that I dealt with were, you know, men and women, because another thing is I'm bisexual. More so for, you know, I had my share of men. I'm kind of, like, over it. I never really was, like, I was always gay. Like, even when I was younger, like, my first encounter was with a woman, or with a girl, because we were young. But, yeah, so I probably got into too much depth there. But anyway, just being in all honesty, like, a lot of my stories, like, a lot of people that I've dealt with in my past, because I had no, like, I was very, no one taught me boundaries, apparently. Like, I think maybe I witnessed too many, maybe seemingly inappropriate situations, and I just thought it was normal. I don't know. I'm still talking to my therapist about it. But it's just one of those things where I was a sexual child. You know, you could say, like, preteen, whatever the case may be. I wasn't an adult, so it is what it is. So, that's a fun fact. And, so yeah, so, like, growing up, I started off just not being, like, the typical kid. And I don't even know what the typical kid is, but, you know, it's definitely not the shit that they put in these movies. Like, I was definitely not on the, quote unquote, like, the right track, if this is where I'm supposed to end up, like, 30 and I'm already supposed to have my shit together. Like, I don't know who's, I don't even know if I know anyone who's, like, when they turned 30, they were just, like, ready to go. Like, they were had, like, when I did MASH, when I played MASH as a kid, I remember saying things like, you know, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to go to college, And they always talk about 4-year colleges. So you think 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So 22, you'll be done with college. Boom. Then you'll have a job. And then maybe in college, or maybe even a high, you had a high school sweetheart and you met this guy or girl and that was like your high school sweetheart. And then so by then you should be ready to marry this person. So we're talking like 22, done with school, at the company that you're gonna be, you know, in a career with forever. Just, you know, just thriving at 25 and you start having kids. Like, I honestly remember saying that I wanted, like, I was going to have kids by 25. Like, if you would ask me that shit now, I couldn't even tell you when I even wanted to have kids. Like, I don't even know. I'm like, in my head, I'm like thinking, like, I'm going to be Oprah. Like, I'm going to be Oprah and Stedman. I'm not going to be Oprah and Stedman. My bad. I'm going to be Oprah. I'm going to have my Stedman. Like, you know, like the person that like I'm just with for like a really long period of time. They know me. I know them. But then I would have to like have met them already. So, yeah, we'll just revisit that. But pretty much like, you know, you convince yourself that this is the timeline that you're on. And it's just like it's fucking ridiculous. Like it just makes when you really think about it, it just makes no sense at all. Like these timetables aren't even like realistic. Like, to be honest. But, yeah. So I just grew to be this, like, person that was always, like, pushing the envelope. I don't know who's into zodiacs, but I'm an Aquarius with a Leo rising. And, like, that's, like, a big deal because it means that I'm, like, humble, but I'm also, like, cocky or something. Like, I'm not, I don't feel like that's who I am, but I know that there's, like, some truth to it because I'm like a man in a woman's body, and sometimes the shit that comes out of my mouth and the things that I do are just like when I like when someone's telling me about what I did, I'm always like that's like I could hear it and I'm like, damn, that sounds really bad, but then I'm just like, yeah, like it's pretty shitty, but then I'm, you know, then I go back to like me, like the Aquarius side, and I'm just like, well, you know, I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm not who I used to be, and like you say all this stuff. Like it's funny when you get in your 30s and you just start like you start thinking about like your purpose, like you're really into vision boards, you watch The Secret or whatever shows that you watch or videos or whatever to get inspiration to tell you all the shit that you already know. Because I honestly feel like half of the stuff that we like, we know what people say. I think that's what happens. Like when you're in your 20s, like you hear all these quotes and all these things and they don't mean shit to you because you're not really going through shit. Like all these quotes about like your life and having a purpose and like, you know, your motivation, like motivational quotes and shit, like you hear them, but, and you like know them like the back of your hand. So you convince them that you're applying them, but you're not really applying shit. So it's like by the time you get to the point where you actually like need to apply it because like you're about to, you know, lose your job or you're in debt and you need to get out. Like by the time it gets to that point where you actually have to apply those fucking quotes, like it's just, I won't say it's too late, but it's pretty, like, it's pretty damn late. Like you should have been applying those quotes instead of like applying them on your vision board. But like, don't get me wrong. I love vision boards, but I've been doing them. And like, I did one. I even had like a vision board party, the whole nine, but I still wasn't, as much as we know what we need and what we're supposed to be doing, like none of it means anything until we're actually ready to apply it. Like you could read all the books in the world. You can know all the quotes. You can follow all of the motivational people, Will Smith, whoever on. And I love his Instagram, by the way. Like, you can follow all those people. And until you, like, live that shit, it's not going to mean anything to you. Like, all of it's going to be stored somewhere in your memory bank. And then until the day that you're just tired of fucking up or you're tired of making the same mistakes or the mistake that you made gets you in a position that you like feel like you can't get yourself out, like it's not gonna matter. I think that's like one of the main things that I wish I would have known. Like you have to really apply the shit that comes out of people's mouth that you feel like is good advice. So I asked, most of my followers are from, you know, Instagram and stuff. And that's like my main site, like the main site that I interact with people on. And I asked like a bunch of people, well, I asked my followers, like, what were just some things that they wish that they learned in their 30s, or learned in their 20s that they could apply to their 30s, like, I wish I knew then what I know now type of thing. And like most people said, some pretty good answers. Like, I have a couple of friends that said, there's no better love than self-love, which is like amazing. And it sounds great. And it's actually very true. But like, even now, like we talk about self-love, but like, are we really applying it? So we can know that self-love is one thing, but then we don't even know that we don't, like, of course, when somebody asked you like, oh yeah, like, I love myself, and you just have to love yourself and this and that and this, like, it's in the Bible. Like, we know this stuff already. But when it comes down to it, it's like, okay, so you have to love yourself. If you love yourself, then like, you know, that includes everything. It's not just like, oh, pamper yourself, you know, during the day. It means like literal, detailed, intimate self-care. So it's not just getting your hair and nails done and, you know, speaking life into yourself and all that stuff that we're, you know, taught on social media. It's really like, you know, if you're that deep into self-care, like, there's a lot of things you're not going to do. There's a lot of people you're not going to deal with. There's a lot of things that you're going to address and stop suppressing. And it's like a whole mental health, you know, evaluation. It's not just, you know, a few things that you do nice for yourself or, you know, motivational quotes. It's like the real deal. And I think we don't, like I said, we don't take half of the stuff that we see, we don't even take it serious. Like, we store it in this memory bank of like cool shit to say when other people are depressed. Like, it's not real. Like, it's not something, it's real, but it's not something that we're actually going out of our way to apply every day. So I think that's like, these are all like all the following things. There's someone said, be transparent, not have any shame. That's definitely one of the things, one of the lessons that I missed. You know, when you're young, you're taught like about your, you know, my mom used to tell, like, some of the things my mom did tell me, I'm not going to discredit her. She was an amazing mother and she taught me a lot. I just wasn't ready to learn shit. Like, I knew everything. Like, again, I'm an Aquarius. Like, our literal mantra is like, I know, everything. No one could tell me shit. Like, even if I don't know it, I could dress it up and make it sound like I know exactly what I'm talking about and I have nothing, like, no clue. So when I was, you know, younger, like, she taught me about reputation. I was, like, definitely shamed from, like, when I used to get caught, like, being fast, as they would say. I was shamed for it. I was shamed in front of my, like, whole church. I was shamed in, you know, and pretty much that was the most, the ironic part is like the church was like, they shamed me the most. But, you know, like, you're shamed. Like, everything that you do that's bad, like, it's like a big deal. And they act like no one under the sun has ever done it. And you're just like a horrible person. So like, being honest when you're being honest with people, and, you know, they say like, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth. Like, that's some real shit. Like, people don't, actually, a lot of people can handle it. They just don't, that their reaction to it is like so like black or white. Like, either you like accept it or you don't. And then when you don't, it's just like, you know, God forbid you do anything that, like, God forbid you make a mistake. God forbid you do this. God forbid you do that. It's like, it's just how some people are. So yeah, definitely being transparent and not being shameful of, you know, mistakes and choices. Like, that's definitely some shit I would wish I would have understood better. In my, not even in my 20s, just growing up, like leading up to my 30s, I would have saved myself a lot of time and a lot of relationships had I just been like honest. But I wasn't really, you know, given, you know, an opportunity to learn that until recently. And that's a whole nother show. A lot of people said like stuff about credit and investments and understanding money. Like, definitely, I think we can mostly all of us could relate to that. Just having like me having debt was like the dumbest shit ever. Like, I knew that I didn't need debt. I didn't want debt. Never asked for it. But then I just like was bad with money. So like, I think it's just like a money thing. Like, we're just people in their 30s, millennials is or whatever. And that's still like a thing that I don't get. Like, if someone could clarify what age that is, that would be great. But yeah, just like really getting like money. We had economics, I think, in high school. And I remember actually liking economics because, like, I could picture myself making all this money, but I never knew, like, how I would make all this money. Like, even when they used to talk about it, it sounded really, really cool. And then you're just like, okay, like, I'm out of school. Economics class is over. So, like, now what? So I think definitely parents could have did it better. Obviously, a lot of us are feeling this way. So parents definitely could have probably did a better job. But I don't even think they really knew. Like, my mom always was, like, one of the, like, the type of person that would work and then, like, pay bills. And I never wanted that to be my life, but somehow that ended up being my life. And, you know, it's definitely improving, but I'm, like, having to be in your 30s and you think that you're just going to be, you know, living your best life, but you don't have the money to pay for it. It's just, like, who wouldn't be, like, depressed about that? I don't know. So, yeah, a lot of people have that as a thing, and maybe we'll get someone, you know, to come and explain to us how we can, like, unfuck our finances, maybe. Maybe that's what the show will be called, Unfuck Our Finances. So anyway, someone else said not to settle. It's definitely an interesting thing, because it's like, if we're talking about relationships, I definitely settled, but I don't think I saw it as settling. Like, I think that's kind of upsetting. Like, if you know that you're settling and you settled, then that's kind of like, that sucks. But I feel like a lot of people don't actually know that they're settling. Like, if we're talking about relationships. Definitely if we're talking about jobs, a lot of people don't think that they're settling. Like, they know that if they leave their job, it'll be like a struggle. I think one of the lessons that I've learned is just not being afraid of the struggle. Like, I don't want to be the type of person that expects it, but I also don't want to be one of those people that's like, says things like, oh, when it rains, it pours. Like, that's a stupid thing to say. Like, it's just like, I'm very into, you know, the law of attraction. I just posted something about that today. Just like really being, you know, aware of the shit that comes out of your mouth and the things that you're putting out in the universe. And like, really, I wish I would have learned that shit when I was younger. Like, if I would have known about the law of attraction when I was, you know, younger, my life would be totally different. Like, I would have been a powerful ass, like, bitch, like, period. Like, I would just be, my life would be probably lit a lot faster. I'm not gonna say that it's not gonna be lit. It's just, you know, I'm still processing. But it has actually been lit. I'm just kind of like, my flame is just like out right now. But anyway, yeah, like, if someone would have taught, like, explained to me the law of attraction and how my thoughts become things and, you know, all that shit that we learn in secret. If someone would taught me that and I really like had that in the back of my mind as a child, like leading into adulthood, like that shit is crazy. But that's like a whole nother show. So yeah, like, you know, when you're 2 years in, like, let's go back to like 2 years ago, and I was very like, you know, optimistic. Like, I'm still optimistic. It's just like, you know, we're like dirty 30, you're thinking, you know, you're at this place, you're excited, you're anxious, like there's all the stuff you want to do, all the stuff you want to accomplish, you think you're going to accomplish it all in a year, and then like reality hits, like life happens, And you're just like, okay, it's not even about what you're looking to accomplish at this point. It's really more so like, who am I as a person? And you start to think about where you are versus what you've been through versus where you're going, like, versus how to get there. Like, it's just all these different components that it all comes down to, like, you. Like, this person that you've become is, like, a person that you don't recognize, or someone that you're like, you have to become this person that's going to carry out all the shit that you need to accomplish in your 30s because you've been fucking off in your 20s. Or, like, you just didn't take the time to really, like, see things through or figure out how you're even going to get to this point. So I think it's just, like, you know, the more time that goes by and the more that I, you know, evolve as a person, I think one of the main things is pretty much what I'm doing here is, like, revealing my truth, like, kind of shedding myself of this, like, dirt, like, peeling this dirt off of me, my stories, my past experiences, my, like, anything that I would have been shameful of, any guilt, like, just, like, cut it. I feel like once you cut, it's like when you are gardening and you cut the dead shit off because, like, it helps it grow better, like, it's the same shit. Like, that's how I feel, what this podcast is for, and hopefully I help some of you do the same thing. Hopefully you guys have an idea of what, you know, this journey that we're about to go on. And I definitely want to hear, you know, more stories, more things. Like, help me out. Like, help me figure out what you guys want to talk about. Who you would want, like, the type of person you would want to show. I think a lot of my people have told me, like, one of my friends, we had coffee the other day, and she's just like, so if I could tell, she's like 37, so she's like, what I could tell people in their 30s that I wish I would have known in my 20s is keep your pussy to yourself. And I'm just like, well, yeah, like, I think, like, everyone's mom pretty much told them that, or someone, whoever raised you 9 times out of 10 told you something to that degree. But regardless of, you know, who you give your pussy to, like, I want to talk to, like, the virgin who still don't have no man, or I want to talk to different, like, some people could probably attest to that. Like, I'm pretty sure, I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that I would love to unfuck, and there's a lot of people that I would love if I could take my vagina back from them ever seeing it, smelling it, looking at it. I would definitely do that, male or female. But, you know, there's, like, lessons to be learned. I know there's people from, you know, maybe you're entering your 20s or entering your 30s. I probably doubt anyone entered it, but you never know. If you're entering your 30s, or, you know, if you're 39 or 38 and on your way out, not, like, out, like, you're about to die, but, like, you know, you're entering your 40s. I definitely want to, talk to you guys and, you know, see where everyone's at. Like I said, we're all connected in some way, and we all have things that we've learned along the way, and I feel like we all could help each other by just sharing and being truthful and honest and transparent and just really getting to the bottom of who we are as people. And I'm excited. I was a little nervous at first because I'm like, I hate how my voice sounds, but, you know, maybe someone's out there loving my voice right now, and, you know, it makes it all worth it. So every Wednesday there'll be a new show posted, and, you know, subscribe. Go to the Dirty 30 Diary on all major platforms, social media platforms. Again, it's the 30, not the word 30. So the Dirty 30 Diary. Go ahead and click subscribe. And, yeah, I want to thank the Digital Soapbox Network for making it possible for me to share my story with everyone. And yeah, we're in for some very interesting conversation about the whole shit that happens in your 30s. Well, not, it's not all whole shit, but you know. So anyway, so every Wednesday, hit the subscribe button. I appreciate it. And that's it.